The greatest trust I require of myself is that of self-trust. It's a strange thing in life, but as people, we tend to put a lot more trust in others than we do in ourselves. I'm sure we've all been guilty of this at some point in our lives, but why we are guilty of this seems to be a harder question to answer. Perhaps trust is a quality that as children we sought in our parents rather than ourselves. So as adults, it seems more natural to look for trust in others rather than in ourselves. Whatever our reasons, there will come a time when we will need to rely on ourselves and our own self-trust. It may take some time to shift your mindset about trust from others to yourself, but eventually there will come a time when you will have to face this challenge. Here are some of my suggestions for this week. For your mornings, I want you to think about whether or not you've ever trusted yourself. If so, what were you able to achieve in your life when you fully trusted yourself? If not, ask yourself, why is it that you did not feel worthy enough to trust yourself? Think about these two options throughout your day, and by the end of your day, try to come up with some answers to them. For your evenings, were you able to answer at least one of those two questions which were applicable to you? If you've never been able to trust in yourself, were you able to touch upon what it was that sparked off your lack of self-trust? If so, then perhaps you are already on the way to regaining your self-trust. If not, then this is a good time to start thinking about when you felt unable to trust yourself. If, however, on the other hand, you've been one of the fortunate few who's always been able to rely on your own self-trust, then think about what this has meant to you and how trusting in yourself has reflected upon your life and the person that you are. I will leave this inspirational thought with you this week in the hope that if you have never thought about self-trust before, then you need to. For it is important that you find it within yourself to trust yourself first before placing your trust in others. If you've used your self-trust already, I think you will accept that it has probably never let you down. And if you can find it within yourself to rely upon it more and more, it will help guide you along life's path far more easily with it than without it. I want to thank you today for listening to my audio blog. I look forward to sharing more inspirational affirmations with you same time next week. For more information, please visit my website www.alicia.com. Have a wonderful day and thank you so much for listening.